I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, who's a real Latina and who isn't, and who gets to decide, and which celebrities have a big gay following. Our magazine mavens take on issues of identity and celebrity, plus a farewell to a popular bookstore. That's a little later. But first, last night the Democrats held their 20th debate of the campaign season. If you stuck around until the end, you may have noticed the big guys with wires in their ears standing close by the two candidates. As the crowd kept their eyes on the candidates, the men kept their eyes on the crowd. Why were they there? As a former First Lady, Hillary Clinton has kept her Secret Service detail, but Senator Barack Obama has also had a detail since last May, the earliest a candidate has ever been provided protection. The level of security surrounding the Illinois senator is both a comfort and a confirmation to his supporters of something that has been whispered about for months, but is now being talked about openly. Is Senator Obama a target? Joining us to talk about this is U.S. Representative Benny Thompson, Democrat of Mississippi. He's also chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee. Also with us from Montgomery, Alabama, is Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center's Intelligence Project, which is dedicated to monitoring hate groups in the U.S. They're both with us on the phone. Gentlemen, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you for having me.
Congressman Thompson, you endorsed Senator Obama as your choice for the presidential nomination. You're the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, as we said. In January, you wrote a letter to the Secret Service expressing concern for his safety. What made you write that letter?
Well, as you know, I'm from Mississippi. Our history of not liking, as a state, people who are above the norm is already well documented. And out of the fact that I came out of an era where anybody who wanted to break through that glass ceiling was a target. It gives me enough concern that now that I'm a member of Congress, I wanted to make sure that no harm of any sort would come to someone who's choosing to exercise their constitutional rights, which is not just to register and vote, but to run for public office.
Do you think that Senator Obama is, and particularly, we don't want to engage in, you know, comparative suffering here, but do you think he is a particular target because of his race? Do you think that he perhaps is more of a target than, say, Senator Clinton would be, or that Senator McCain would be?
Well, because they're all running. First of all, any person running for president is a target just because of the times that we live in. The fact that one of those individuals happened to be a woman and another happens to be an African-American increases the sensitivity to this issue. As I say, as a Mississippian, one that has seen violence occur, as a student who had to go to Martin Luther King's Jr.'s funeral in Atlanta, and I'm just cautious.
My Proctac, there's a saying, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean nobody's out to get you. You monitor what hate groups are saying. Are they targeting Senator Obama, for want of a better word? And do you think that he's a particular focus of their interest, more so than perhaps Senator Clinton?
Oh, there's no question that he's a particular focus, and it's because he's a black man. It's pure and simple. You know, I'm reluctant to overstate it at all. I'm not sure that these are actually statements of, you know, we are going to do this or anything like that. But the kinds of things that have really begun to appear in various internet forums and so on, as it's become more and more obvious that Obama will very likely be the Democratic nominee, are comments about, you know, it would be a good thing if he was assassinated. I'm looking at one message posted not on a white supremacist board, but on a kind of board, an anonymous posting board for lawyers, of all things, which the sign-off is, you know, Obama will die, KKK forever. There's a whole lot of course, sort of N-word-type postings. But those are, in fact, I would say the less worrying ones. The more worrying ones are, you know, I'm looking at another one, the author of which is, his screen name is American, KKKAN, and his whole message is the Deep South is making plans. Now, you know, I don't mean to suggest by reporting this that, you know, that there are assassination plans being made. I don't think there's anything to suggest, you know, real evidence of that, but I just think the tone has gotten more hysterical and threatening, really.
Because you monitor this stuff, you read this stuff all the time, but you don't publish updates about these things every week or every month.
Well, that's right. I mean, 6 months ago, I could have written a story that, you know, was full of, you know, all kinds of slurs and pejoratives about Barack Obama. This seems to me a little different in the sense that there's really open talk of, he should be assassinated, he likely will be assassinated, sort of secondhand threats, that kind of thing.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about fears for the safety of presidential candidate Barack Obama with Mark Potok, director of the Intelligence Project of the Southern Poverty Law Center, and Congressman Benny Thompson, chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee and also a representative from Mississippi. Congressman, do your constituents express these concerns to you as well?
Michelle, they really do. I've made my rounds around my district, and inevitably the conversation moves toward the excitement behind the Obama campaign, but also the concern that will he be safe? And what I try to do is to say that, look, I've made the request. I've talked to Secret Service. The candidate is comfortable with it. The Secret Service is professional. I also, by virtue of my position, I get a lot of information that causes me concern that there still are some people in this country who don't want certain things to happen. And obviously, they don't want an African-American to be president. They don't want a woman to be president. They don't like Democrats. I mean, there are some kooks out here. So we're looking into every facet of it, and we want the election to go forward without any major situations to occur. But if they do, I'm convinced that we do have the professionals around the senator and his family to protect him.
Mark, obviously there's a First Amendment issue here that people, we as a country and as a matter of law and custom, want to give people broad latitude to express their sort of political views. But where's the line? I mean, is there a line that these groups can't cross?
Yeah, there's a line they can't cross. I have not seen any case in which they do cross that line. The reality is that over the last 4 or 5 years, individuals on the radical right have learned very, very well exactly where the First Amendment lies. What I mean is a very common tactic now among especially neo-Nazi groups is to post the home addresses and phone numbers of their enemies. It might be anybody from Benny Thompson to me, for instance, or a reporter who writes a story they don't like. And along with that home address will be something like, it would be patriotic to kill this person. I think there's something to the former. I think this is a lot of kind of macho posturing. These people are as afraid as anyone of being sent off to prison. You know, one of the things I notice in monitoring these comments is that the majority of the worst comments, the sort of Obama should be assassinated comments, are not, in fact, on white supremacist or neo-Nazi internet bulletin boards. They are on other lists. And my sense of that is that the people who post on boards like Stormfront, the largest white supremacist board in the United States, are extremely paranoid about this. They understand very well that anything looking close to a threat, they are very likely to get a visit from the Secret Service, and that's not something any of them look forward to.
Okay, but they get a visit, but then what do they do?
Well, not much. I mean,
scold
the reality
them?
Is that in some of the cases I've just alluded to, where people's addresses, judges' addresses and so on, were posted with various threats, the JTTF visits them and leaves and warns them that they're coming close. And, the idea has been, as I understand it, essentially to frighten them. The reality is that these groups have become, I think, more and more adept at coming, as I say, right up to the line of how far they can go without being arrested.
Mm-hmm. So, Congressman, finally, I know you said several times that you have confidence in the job that the protection agencies are doing, that the Secret Service is doing, that all law enforcement is doing. What do you say to those who continue to have these fears? And I also have to mention that, we've been sort of monitoring sites, and it's not just people of a certain generation. You mentioned that you lived through the assassinations of Martin Luther King Jr., and there are many people who are talking this way who didn't live through that, for whom this is kind of an historical memory. So what do you say to people who are living with these fears? What do you tell them?
Well, first of all, that in some instances, the fears are nothing to be alarmed to the point that you can't go on with your day-to-day affairs. If you see something suspicious, you should report it. I say to people, your caution is noted. The concern is real. Now, that's the backside of this concern, is I picked up just a little out there in some people that, well, you know, if we push him too hard and he becomes too strong, they might do something to him, and therefore I'm not going to vote. Well, obviously, then the bad people have won without firing a shot or doing anything.
Mark Potok, final thought. Is there anything else that law enforcement should be doing, or citizens for that matter, who don't want to allow these groups to hold sway in the process?
On the head. I mean, people need to be aware. You know, I think this is a story that ought not to be overstated, and that people ought to realize, you know, that to the extent people really are assassinated, that people have been assassinated in our history, they generally have not been the kind of person, you know, who is wildly posting racist rants on Internet sites. You know, it's much more likely, you know, should any kind of assassin appear or attempted assassin, that, you know, that would be a person that nobody knew anything about. So I just think there's, you know, we're seeing a kind of noise level rise, and it's a bit worrying, but I would not be alarmist about it.
Mark Potok is the director of the Intelligence Project of the Southern Poverty Law Center. We were also joined by Congressman Benny Thompson. He's the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, a Democrat of Mississippi. Gentlemen, thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you.